We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3-Minute Bartender. 3-Minute Bartender is an evergreen resource. Still, we're recording this in February during a record cold snap, so this is a warm drink that will keep you super alert so you can get really into the shitty weather we're having. Now, Irish coffee is sort of the original Four Loko, and they banned the original Four Loko with caffeine, but they can't take away my Irish coffee. This is a great drink if you want to have your judgment impaired while getting hopped up on a powerful stimulant. Oh, Ireland, is there anything you can't make into a bar fight? Here's what you need. Good coffee, pretty good Irish whiskey, brown sugar, heavy cream. Equipment-wise, you're going to need a coffee maker, a bar spoon, and a way to whip cream. And again, good coffee is a key to a good end product. As far as the Irish whiskey goes, I never recommend using fancy booze in a hot drink. Think classics, Paddy, Bushmills, Jameson, Powers. If you must buy fancy, the fanciest you should get is Tullamore Dew. Now, like most drinks, Irish coffee has a disputed origin. Several people claim to have invented it, but anyone who claims they were the first person to put liquor into coffee is an idiot. Classic story is this. It was invented in 1943 by Joe Sheridan at the Foynes Air Base Flying Boat Terminal. I say again, Flying Boat Terminal. Stay Ireland, Ireland. A Pan Am flight bound for America was turned back due to inclement weather, and Joe invented the Irish coffee on the spot to warm and soothe the passengers, but keep them up so they could be ready to leave whenever that plane was ready to get the hell out of there. Someone asked, is this Brazilian coffee? And Joe replied, no, it's Irish coffee. There's a travel writer for the San Francisco Chronicle named Stanton Delaplane. He tried it on his way through the airport, immediately fell in love with the drink, and brought it to America. San Francisco's Buena Vista Cafe began serving it in 1952. Thereafter, it gained international fame. Now, that's a great story, but probably not the true origin of the drink. There are documented coffee cocktails going back 100 years before Joe Sheridan. The Viennese were drinking rum and whipped cream in their coffee in the 1800s. They called it a Pharisaer. The French were also drinking coffee and liquor in the 1800s. They called theirs a Gloria. And the Irish version probably didn't start with Joe Sheridan either. May have started at a Dublin pub called the Dolphin. Cream and sugar were being added to disguise the terrible taste of World War II ration coffee. Whiskey was added because it's fucking Dublin. Regardless, the Buena Vista is where the Irish coffee got famous. And hell, they make a really good Irish coffee at the Buena Vista. But so can you. And here's how. Fill up a mug with hot water to warm it up. Dump it out and fill it 3/4 with hot coffee. Add sugar to taste, about a teaspoon, and Irish whiskey to taste. Then float very cold, lightly whipped cream on top. Cream should be thickened, but still a little runny. Now remember, you're drinking alcohol, and you're also drinking coffee. Too much of either can result in poor decision-making. Too much of both can result in making poor decisions with increased speed and certainty. There are variations to the Irish coffee. Jamaican coffee is the same thing with rum. Highland coffee is the same thing with scotch. Some people will tell you to use Bailey's in place of cream. Those people are monsters. Now, if you're filthy, use Ready Whip. If you're really filthy, use Cool Whip. If you're extremely filthy, use Instant Coffee, Splenda, and Cool Whip. And then to top it all off, Canadian Mist. And finally, I'll leave you with a joke. Old Man Murphy and Old Man Sean were contemplating life when Murphy asked, if you had to get one or the other, would you rather have Parkinson's or Alzheimer's? Sure, I'd rather have Parkinson's, replied Sean. 'Tis better to spill a couple of ounces of Jameson whiskey than to forget where you keep the bottle. Stay warm out there, folks, and remember, there's never been a storm that couldn't be weathered with our old friend alcohol.